on with the Earwigs. CDs are at the Cameron.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this for the last time. I am not Bob Wiseman, and you are not listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Bye. llama. Slowly, slowly, man.
People love if we try. In all their hearts, there rests the problem. In my heart and your heart, the answer lies. Thank you.
How about getting state police, John, to start out that way? It'll be off 301 north of Northview Airport.
I want you. It's Narewin or True Originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanarawin perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanarawin live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
That's right. You're listening to International Feel on 101.5 UMFM.
Or umfm.com or internationalfield.org. Or I actually looked it up. It's Bell 725.
Okay, so we had it fact-checked. We've been spouting out different numbers every time. 725?
739. 739, I think.
I think it was 777.
Yeah, lucky day.
Yeah. So, yeah, however you're finding us, I'm hoping this episode is finding you well. International Feel back in full effect.
Yeah, summer vacation is over.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us, spending some time with us.
Time to crack the whip on these writers and you know, get the cobwebs off them. they've been here with the lights off.
We've been neglecting them. We usually keep a dish of food and fresh water out, but it's been a while since we've been in here. We've been off, at the beach and various cabin getaways.
Escapades.
Icecapades.
So. Summer icecapades.
Yeah.
Iced tea capades.
Ooh, I like some iced tea capades. Some Arnold Palmer capades.
I had a raspberry lemonade.
Oh yeah, it's been a while since I had a raspberry. Was it good?
Actually, no. So it came back.
No, it wasn't good.
They'd pre-mixed all their. Ran out of just the lemonade.
Okay.
So it was a raspberry Arnold Palmer.
That's a lot of flavors going on there.
It was quite good.
Yeah.
But enough about summer. We're back in
the studio.
And I think as a display of force to the writers and the rest of the staff, we should let them know our new titles for production.
We got to really flex some muscle here, and we got to intimidate the writers back into a solid writing groove.
Yeah, co-host. They thought that was kind of just we just present what they write, you know.
Yeah, but
it's bigger than that.
We should up our title and be co.
Yeah, we're changing it today from co-host to co-provost.
Co-provost. I feel like that's a pretty high and mighty title. So we deserve it, right?
We're not just presenters. We're administrators of the organization to the highest level.
Yeah, we're prison wardens.
Similar conditions actually to the writing staff here.
You did say you wanted to crack the whip, so I think co-provost is a good title for us to have.
So you'll be the administrator, I'll be the prison warden type.
Executioner with the black hood.
I just swing a chain around
and grumble. Co-provost, that we should celebrate.
See, the writing staff is scared. They're leaving.
Yeah, they're walking out in protest of the co-provost.
Protesting the provost.
Yes.
You protest the provost?
You shouldn't, because we're really going to lay down the law. So get back here, you raiders. write us a script, because this is going off the rails. This is I like flexing the muscle, and we should get those raiders back to work, because I'm at a loss for words. I'm in summer mode.
Yeah, we don't need these writers. I think we can scheme up an episode here, or maybe dream something up.
Yeah, what about, I had an idea. This came to me in a fit of inspiration. I how about we license out, not vending machines, but claw machines, but instead of the usual stuffed toy prizes, what have you, these will be luxury claw machines that have an assortment of fine cheeses inside. Mm. Doesn't that sound enticing? Wouldn't you want to spend some hard-earned money on a fine cheese claw machine?
I like the idea. It's like a premium cheese.
It's premium cheese.
I could put in like
a dollar.
It's
all refrigerated. You can a dollar. You can get anything from a nice Camembert, Emmental, Edam.
Kaprovas.
Kaprovas, that Transylvanian blood cheese that's it's taken over. I hear social media is obsessed with it. Kaprovas.
Only cheeses like. Are there any cracker like?
There could be spreads. It could be cheese and cheese kind of accessories.
Is it a different claw machine? For your breads?
No, it's like a standard claw machine, which will make it difficult, especially with the softer cheeses. So like the firmer cheeses, those will be like the first tier of difficulty, and it's like money well spent still. But the softer cheeses, you get some of those
Camembert.
You get some of those runnier ones. That's going to be harder to pick up, but definitely you're going to get your dollar's worth. So if you want to contact us about having one of these in your establishments, if you're a restaurant owner or arcade owner.
Fine grocer,
and you want a fine cheese claw machine in your establishment, give us a call on the claw machine line, 204-269-8636.
I feel that would actually be sweet at like a fine grocer, like just like like bottles of olive oil.
Because then it's like you can pay full price, or you can take a chance and get one of these luxury items in a claw machine. Maybe nothing breakable, like a bottle of olive oil. That might smash if you pick it up.
But like wedges of cheese and different little tins of olives. And
I actually brought a prototype. Let me try this cheese claw machine. We've had the lab working on it. So let's just pop a quarter in the machine here. All right. See, you can use the joystick, and you can give it a shot.
Okay. Yeah.
Which cheese are you gonna go for?
I think soft cheese seems out of my skill level.
Oh, first try. You got to try something easy, like a firm.
Maybe maybe this piece of feta.
Oh, feta! It might crumble on
you. But it looks firm.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Oh,
it's sitting in its brine. Miss.
I dropped it. Oh, just here, you have another token. go for that.
I'm gonna get me some brie.
Get you some brie. Yeah. Oh, man. That's gonna taste so good. Anyways, we should maybe play some more music while we play this fine cheese claw machine and celebrate our co-provost title.
See, I'm already in a couple bucks now into this.
Well, that's how they get you.
Still have no cheese. This seems like a scam.
That's how we're going to make our money, right? Anyways, contact us for if you're interested in a fine cheese claw machine. This is International Feel. We'll be here for another half hour.
Seen something so strange like pepper?
What do you mean about it? What do you mean about pepper?
It means little stuff like. Okay, I don't know how to explain it, man. Just to try so hard. You know about this little thing? It says it, man. Wow, far out, man.
May I try it?
Sure, I can. Some of them, man. What did it come over?
What did it call? What did it call?
It's got something like hot pepper, man.
Hot pepper?
Altimeter 3039er.
Couldn't have done it without you. Pledge-O-Rama 2026 is wrapped up, and once again, you showed up for UMFM in a big way. What you gave this week goes straight back into the station, into new ideas, important upgrades, and the kind of programming you won't hear anywhere else. You came through for us, and we're grateful. So thank you for supporting UMFM.
Yeah, like a karate kick, it's international feel.
On 101.5, UMFM.
UMFM.com.
And internationalfield.org.
We're working on our karate kicks. We've lost all our money to the cheese claw machine, so we're trying to trying to kick open the claw machine to get some cheese out of there and...
These scientists have thought of everything.
Yeah,
it's like bulletproof.
It's a bulletproof glass claw machine. We have too many resources at our disposal, I think.
Yeah, we've sent them back into the lab to procure us a high-powered laser.
Yeah,
to cut through
something with a diamond tip, maybe.
Yeah, laser might not be a good one because it'll probably heat the. The enclosure.
Yeah, that's
contains the cheese.
That's probably not great. We don't want to rupture the coolant. Whatever.
Some of those cheeses are pretty soft.
Yeah, they're getting pretty runny. We should probably just like. We need to liberate the cheeses from the claw machine.
Yeah, let's just cover it with this blanket.
Okay. I'm getting distracted by all the cheeses. But thanks for joining us. It's International Feel. It's a summer evening currently. So that means we're a little loopy.
We're just getting back to the swing of things here after a couple weeks.
I feel like I'm still wearing a bathing suit. I feel like I just swam here. I came from the beach, just walked here. I'm still toweling off, getting some sand out of my belly button.
That beach wasn't a beach. It was the shores of the Red River.
Yeah. It's a beach of technically it's a shore. Yeah. I climbed out, kind of like a shipwreck survivor. I've got, bits of octopus in my hair.
Yeah, people don't know that the river octopus.
Yeah, yeah. It comes out at night. It's pretty elusive, but you'll see it. Mm-hmm. You'll see it. Mm-hmm. The tentacles will grab you. They'll swat at you if you're walking too close to the water at night.
Get a good 15-foot reach with those tentacles.
Yeah, people don't realize, but Winnipeg, there are some night octopuses. So watch out if you're taking a stroll in the evening by the banks of the Red. Watch out for those tentacles.
Yeah, when the moon hits your eye, like a Red River octopi.
Yeah, that's how the old song goes. All right, International Feel. Yeah, we're about done this episode, but we'll be back next week from 9 to 10 on 101.5 UMFM, umfm.com.
In the meantime, yeah, go check out the show archives and other shows. Lots of shows on UMFM, so go check out the show grid and find something that suits your fancy.
There's something for everyone, I'm sure. Our show is an acquired taste, much like a soft cheese.
Yeah.
Some of the softer, smellier cheeses.
Stilton or whatever.
Yeah, right. Like a blue cheese. It may offend some, but for others, it's a delicacy. That's International Feel.
Well said.
So, yeah, maybe we'll... we got time for one more song. I'm finding some more tokens to put in the claw machine.
Get that claw machine out of here.
Yeah, I know, it's addictive.
Although, don't move it too hastily here, vending machine casualties or incidents or no joke.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to be trapped under one of those. Don't try to rock a machine. It's not worth it.
I mean, if all the ones to be trapped under, a cheese one is probably pretty good.
I guess so. Until the refrigeration goes and you get covered and
snuffed out by these runny cheeses. Ooh.
Yeah.
Danger.
That's a nightmare or a dream, depending on your outlook. But yeah, enough about that. We got another song on deck.
Yeah, I got an old favorite of the show.
Okay.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, perfect.
Tamala.
All right. International Feel, signing off.
Gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the armed forces, RCMP, and federal public service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
What it do, what's poppin'? It's yours truly, the icon, the legendary guru, in the building with my man.
Solar, 5,000 degrees and cooking, reppin' 7 grand, New York, and everything that's hot dogs.
Doing it big right here on 101.5 UMFM, right here, Winnipeg, stand up.
GAMMAKRUSH.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Positivity in hip-hop is vital because it preserves the genre's roots as a voice for empowerment, resistance, and community uplift. Positivity keeps the culture.